Ja, god morgon eller god eftermiddag. Good morning, good afternoon, depending on where you are. So, I've had my two shots. I'm vaccinated and with the Moderna vaccine, and I'm ready to go. I passed all those weeks that you had to have between the vaccination, the last vaccination, and when you can be pretty safe, at least when you should be let out. So today I'm starting to do things, and I'm in the car. I'm sitting still because I'm not supposed to talk in the phone or something similar when I drive, so I don't drive. But I'm here, I'm on my way to take a beautiful swim here during this beautiful summer day or pre-summer day in Sweden. So during the pandemics, I have listened a lot to the radio, the different radio stations. And this is P2 in Sweden. And it gives me some pleasure today. And I'm now driving down towards a beautiful lake. So I see you down there, okay? Well, I just have to say something more. I'm driving and stuff. In front of me, I see two beach volleyball courts and a lot of young people playing beach volleyball. And it's a nice beach along a river here to the right of it. And I can also take part in beach volleyball now. In Sweden, we actually do most things without to cover. We don't have to cover the mouth. But we have to be in the sun, right?
So.
And now I am on the beach. This is so nice. I'm allowed to be out to see people, and I'm gonna go swimming pretty soon, and there will be lots of people around me, and it's really nice to see them play. I see children running back and forth, and they're playing in the sand here behind me. In front of me, I have the dock and the canoes on the left side. There's a raft on the right side, and I'm gonna swim out and enjoy the lake water. It's not that super hot. They say it's around 20 degrees Celsius. What would that be? 70 Fahrenheit. But that's pretty good for Sweden, I think. I can hear the birds sing. The sky is blue. Sun is shining, and I'm sitting here. I'm gonna have a nice cup of coffee that I brought and enjoy summer. And we are allowed to be out again, it's super. So, now one of the things that we want to do when we are fully vaccinated is to meet people, and we have the pleasure of meeting a good friend of ours, Annika.
Hello.
Yeah, and she's walking here, not completely alone. Nope. So what's happening, Annika?
Well, I had a baby girl in February. Her name is Ella, and she's almost 4 months.
And she's beautiful.
Thank you. I think so too.
Yeah. And it's great to see you all again, and we're looking forward to the summer.
Yeah.
We can probably meet many times. And it's a beautiful summer day here in Motala. And now we're gonna look at the old, nice, fine house that I used to rent when I was very young. Okay, so that's all from us here in Motala right now. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Here we go again. And I have a good friend here. And his name is very Swedish. It's, what is your name, sir?
Lennart
Reimstad. Very good fellow. And we are now enjoying having had two vaccination shots or jabs or whatever you call it. And so we are enjoying being together here in this beautiful place. And how are you today, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
So we're sitting here in the sunshine and listening to good music that Lena brought. Bobby McGee, that was popular when we were young. We were born in the same year. I will not say which year. But no,
you can guess.
Yeah, you can guess. Okay, well, don't say it loud. Anyway, we are enjoying life here. So today we're gonna do some garden work and try to be in the sun and listen to good music. I'll let you listen to it for a second.
Buddy, that was good enough for me and Waylon and Johnny and Willie.
Johnny from town.
Good enough for me and Bobby and
Willie. Let's stop for a second. Johnny Carson. And then Willie and Johnny from town. Yes. Yes. He's a great guy.
He's a good guy. Okay.
Here comes the piano.
Yeah?
Some queen.
It's a good musician, so I love from our time, but they still, they kept going for a long time. I still, at least like 90 years old or something. Maybe he's around 70
years or something.
Yeah, I saw him in Australia many years ago, but I went to a beautiful show.
So did I.
You did over there? In Australia. Oh, really? And I recorded that show. In those days, we didn't think of it was, who knows if it's legal or not. I had a tape recorder and a good one, and I recorded the whole show. Okay, Bobby McGee is done. I guess we will now sit down and enjoy our coffee. Okay, we talk to you maybe a little bit later. Bye-bye. Well, I have to turn it on again. More music, more good music is coming here, thanks to Leonard. And what we see here is a beautiful landscape. We see a big green field way ahead of us. And at the end of that field, like 2-3 miles away, we have maybe only 2 miles. Big castle, big, almost medieval castle. From the 1500, and we have a beautiful cathedral, and then on the left side you see this big lake of Vättern here in Sweden. It's a beautiful clean lake, deep lake, cold water, but clean and nice. Enjoy the music, enjoy the sunshine if you can. Okay, we have Wienerbröd.
Wienerbröd
is here. Sorry about the noise.
I said to my doctor,
Dinesnitzel in English, you usually call it Danish for some reason. Because of Danish, you do have the best Danish. Dinesnitzel. No, Wiener good. Wiener bread. In the world.
There's the Wiener bread, the Schokolade.
Yeah. Schokolade, that's
chocolate.
They're not speaking Danish.
Difficulties in understanding Danish.
This is a very difficult
thing. It's easier to understand the Norwegian.
That's true. It is true. You have to listen really carefully when the Danish speak. To us, it doesn't appear as clear. We don't really hear our word.
Yes, one of the last syllables.
I've got very nice people. I will have good food, good beer, and good. And then we live. Everybody should sing, huh? The birds here are singing.
I'm floating on the Milky Way.
Well, I don't know if we're gonna have time to record more before I broadcast this, but if not, have a nice weekend. And we meet you a little bit later. Next time when we meet, we're gonna talk about a project that David Jacobson has. He's gonna tour the country with a bus, a minibus, a minivan, and have a book cafe. People can come and drink coffee and read books, get books, sometimes buy books or borrow them. That's all from us here in Sweden. Time is getting better. Bye-bye.